One of my aunties had a white man from 98. She come over from.
Okay. We're now in.
Had a, like, record me when my first date was.
Oh.
They brought back up that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll start. We're now in Allakaket. It's March 6th.
It's Monday.
And we're at the home of Oscar Nicktoon Sr.
Yeah.
And are about to interview him.
Would you tell us your name and when you were born?
My name?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now we're
Kaya. They call me Kaya. Mm-hmm. Easiest way to call it again. And here, folks came from where now? Shall I say outside?
Well, where you were born?
I mean, you folks.
Oh, us folks? Where we came from?
Yeah.
Fairbanks?
They want me to tell them a story, a life story. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd like you to tell us about your growing up and what life was like.
Yeah. It took quite a while before I see school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. Well, I happen to know my birth date because my auntie had a man from outside. They came over from Kovac. They come here. She wanted to eat that dog feed. They come down in summer, going up to battles of Wiseman. I don't know which. They struck gold up that way then, you see. Everybody going up that way again. 1901. And I was living 4 days already when they come down to our camp. We had a camp over there. They asked Dad how long I was born, 4 days. So they know. It was 12th when they came. July 12th, see. So that put me on July 8th, 1901. From there, I didn't know nothing for a long time. You know, how we try to race. Sometimes you know, you forget again. You'll be another place. When I started remember up in the mining camp, that was in Gold Creek, I think. Mom packed me, you know, watching them miners work away. Never stop, no matter how hot that sun is, she said. Keep on going. Some with no shirt, just undershirt. They don't think about mosquitoes, nothing. They want that gold. And they get it too. I don't know how much they get from Gold Creek. They call it Gold Creek. It's quite away from Wiseman. How far is it up there, Bob?
From?
Gold Creek.
From Wiseman?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
30?
About 30 miles.
Yeah. You've been up that way, see? Paddle canoe down from the lakes. And long after that, we come out to Kaikuk River. Now, over the hills, you know. At Coalfoot, you'll find it right there, big place now. With a pipeline, got all kind of machinery in there. Just when I started to see horses and big flatboat, they call it Scow, River Scow. And really, I was hungry. You know, I don't know. fellow by the name Billy Glenn. He like Eskimos. When they want to go down to battles, he haul them down from in there. He now haul them up that way. You know, but in spring, you see, hunters or trappers, I don't know what they do. Going to battles next. At where our steamboat and navigation and paddle wheel steamboat. They burn wood, just like our stove here. Yeah. From there, I see Billy Glenn start to eat. He's cook, give him food, you know. Sit down, just kind of floor, skull hat. You know, started watching him eat peaches, can from can, you know. And he see me. He said, he'll give me some after, you know, eat it all. I have to wait. Never take long after he gets what he wants to eat. Tell that man, he said, give it to that kid. I know when I was a kid I loved to eat, he said. This man is a strong man. Billy Glenn, they call him. He got two or three brothers with him. I don't know how many scouts they run, maybe two. Larson is one. Both of them is. Sweet man. They called pilot at that time. But this sweet man, you know. He gotta know his business for going up. Going down, it's just empty with horses and people. Light. Going up, I don't know how many tons they take, you see. When men got four horses, they put 1,212 tons, I think. So many tons of each horse. But in the winter, they haul freight too. Every horse can pull 1 ton weight. Hard to believe it, but that's how they done it up that way. That's the way they used to work. I don't know what year this could be. 1904, 5, when it's the one I'm talking about now. Because 1905, and coming to 1906, I said I know again that battles, lots of Eskimo kids. They open school in there. What they call that kind them days? Territorial school? Miners stand for the teachers' salary, you know. Miners hired them. Then 1 year after that, a fellow by the name Hudson Stuck, you heard about him? That guy lived at Fort Yukon mostly, but he's big priest, Archdeacon Stuck, we call him. Hudson Stuck, you know. He come up and people from Old Man Creek, even South Fork, even Eskimos from here, all went up to Bells for just one purpose. When he come, they had meeting. I don't know how, what kind of interpreter they use. They understand some way anyway. So next year, Hudson Stuck, he said, he'll build mission school for us, church too. This river neat church, he said. Then Bishop Rowe come next. He's the head man of our Episcopal, first bishop of Alaska anyway, because I remember him well. I was to speak against first when I see him. Just that a good school, you know. But at Bells, I don't know which family get away. There was one kid short that was 5 years yet. They said, "Come in, make the number right." So the teacher will work easy, you know. How many did they have to have? Eight or 12? See, they were one short. So they put me in school. I was a proud man. I go and speak English pretty soon. Yeah. In the morning, Dad always get up early with, no? I say, "I don't want to get late for school." I get up and I use this kind of butter can. Somehow they had rice. I cook a pot of rice for breakfast. "I don't want to get late for that school, no. Gonna be on time." See, that is something new. Dad says too early. Pretty soon they get up at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, a long time yet. I started to get sleepy next. No school yet. At last they hear bell, you know. I run down. I'm not scared of them horses, not. I want to learn something, which I did. I learned 3 words, and I spelled them too, before they put mission school here. These are from battles. How much more we got?
Oh,
I don't want to go too fast, because I have to go back sometime to put it up. But anyway, that's where I start school, battles. Because they were short of. Students then.
So how long did you stay in school then?
It's just a few months after New Year till closing time. I didn't know if I stayed till closing time because we have to move to spring camp. See? This teacher is Miss Violet Stoke. You got it? When I went to school, she wanted to know, "What's your name?" "Kayak." She's, you know, with a no English name. She said, "Well, you're my youngest student. I'll call you my brother's name, Oscar." I became Oscar right there. Not before. And I'm Oscar today, I think.
So how old were you then?
At that time? I was 5, anyway, because next July I'll become 60. Then our mission school was built here in 1907. I went to school then. This time I speak little English already, you see. I could pass in like Edwin. Edwin too, he learned from them. Miners, you know, for traveling up and down, winter and summer. Can never sit still, no? That's the kind of people we raised, the working people. I don't know if they feed each other or not, I don't know.
So you said that you learned 3 words.
Yeah.
What were the 3 words?
C-A-T, cat is one. R-I-T, rat is rat. R-U-N is run. 3 words. I got them really good because they're short. I think I even write them. I'm not quite sure, though. And now I could spell them. Yeah. I don't know if I could write them or not. But anyway, there's another teacher we got down here, Clara Mae Hines next. Maybe you read about her singing stuck book. His adopted son married her, Dr. Burke, 1909. We lose our teacher, but we sing. Wedding. It's something another, something new for us, you know. And her students sing for her. That wedding march. It's one of our Episcopal church hymns. But they live up Port Yukon after he take her from here, you know. I didn't know what she became after that. She was just teacher. Our deaconess was nurse. It's just like doctor. We can cut ourselves, she doctors up quick. She's not a very tall woman, active. She was quite old at that time. We call her grandma anyway. Grandma. She was not young like that teacher, you know. That was they start that, if you read Hutchins' Stuck book, or somebody's book, I think it's the one. Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Miss Violet Stoke was going to come up with Deaconess Carter and they get lost. At Dawson or where it was. That's the way they come in. From where is that tough city over southeastern? Where they poke over to head of Yukon. Come down to Dawson. Maybe that's where they get lost to each other. That's how they built school at Battlesford. Teacher came up and no school. She didn't have to teach no more because she married one of them rich men up there, you see. They had big farm outside too before they came. They used to walk over cattle from Fort Canada, called Fort Gibbon at that time. Not Canada. Come out of Bells. Just like out in them stories over there, you know. They drive, I don't know how many cattle or miners meet. Let's rest then. Yeah.
That looks good. So you walk from here to Carroll, huh?
From here to Carroll, yeah. You'll find it in Sandalay River. As far as boat go up with the river scar like I talk about, go with the food, see? And Peter Vachon put up a store in there. It seemed Vachon's brother is Andy over here, Tanner. Tanner Commercial Company, it was marked. That was one of their stores. I love to eat candy. Young guy was in there running a store, you know? He gave me a bag of mixed candy every day till Mama catch him. Stop right there. Mama go ball him out. Talk her language. No more. That's one thing she can say. With her big finger, you know. No more candy. I need it. Make free stomach ache, you know. I don't try to save it, I try to eat it all, see? I have to get stomach ache. And the poor kitty want to give me, but no. He's afraid of my mother too. Mother looks strong, you know, which she is. Then when we start back, they didn't buy much pound tea and maybe one of them whisked over again and matches. They call it Chinese matches. They come two packets for 2 bits to last a long time. Whole year for us, I guess. Because I want that. You wrap them up. So they don't get dirty, you know. And they don't rub. They unwrap it again. And strike one and light what they want. Then start to light everything else from that one. One match a day, I think, that's the way the area is. I even have to help Mom pick these flowers, cotton, you know. Just to, excuse me, I can. You strike that with your knife or piece of file, you'll fire. See? It's my training. We got a little bundle of these flowers, cotton. Just strike that, it spark. This thing catch fire right there. But you don't save it, do this. Big fire in your hand. We can fire that way. Another thing, we got stick. Just like drill. The stick. Faster you spin them, that it burns where you hit smoke. So we got this birch wood. It's got a lump on them. That black thing. You dry that, you put that in that stick where you rub, you know. When it starts moving, you get fast and pretty soon you just lift it out and threw that little black thing up. Put it on your shaving. The fire will start right there again. That's how it was raised, see. Even that matches was so cheap. Can't buy it all the time. No. Not many of us. Till I don't know what time. When scouts need men, you know. They're the higher Eskimos. They're strong, but can't get along with that food. Food bothered them, you know. Too much beans or that potatoes. That's good for us. When they get this meat, what Billy Glenn bring, they eat good. They don't eat too much, they tell me, because it person raised it, like we raise dogs, you know. Just like pet, they call it. It's not like wild animal, like a wild moose, caribou, bear, sheep, and these small ones, ptarmigan and things. Real good when you got oil or bear grease. Don't play with that. You'll make fire to my house. And besides, the horses make too much noise. Steel shoes on them, you know. They scrape on them rock. Man get jumpy, they say. Because I myself work with them later on. This way, 1929. I work in River Scout too. Then from right there I became a riverboat pilot. with these steam and mortar. I did quite a bit in that Second World War, you know. Not many of us can stand that. That's how I had to put this on. The choppy water in the Yukon hurt my eye from that sun glare. Tough.
Oscar, when you made that, when you went with the cattle over to Carroll?
Not me, no. But I watched them, you know, when they come over. Everybody walk, get to the bank when they come out on the other side, you know. Come out, water them, clean them up, put them in the river and start to scrub them. And how big I was that time, not too big. But I find out that's cattle. They got funny horns, different from our animals, you know.
You said that you quit school when you were very young.
Yeah, I was real comfortable with prison because every time I go back to school, I go back to that same book. Because I never finish after New Year, see? I go to school in the fall till after, till New Year, till Christmas. That 1 week they lay off. Then we start school again, but as soon as days started to get longer, my parents take me away, so I quit. But good thing I started to talk, you see. Up that way, it's all white men up that way, where we travel. So I started to learn right there just by talking and work. Oh, I loved them horses when I was a kid. One teamster for the name Ike Spink. I really loved to grab him and throw me on top of a horse and give me a ride while he walk him, you know. And every time they come down from Wiseman, they land, they turn all the horses loose. They go up to that Lookout Mountain. You going up there sometime? Bells.
Oh, bells, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bells. Blue bells, you find that. You got long arms. It's kind of round. It was bare, like this, you know. Not big timber and birds like right now. That's right. Just go up. They call it Lookout Mountain. You can look down 15, 16 miles. Kayak, when steamboat come out from that canyon, they see the smoke, see? As soon as they hear steamboat up there, everybody just quit what they're doing. All stop with that fresh stuff. It's Clarence. You ought to see them miners. They start with this fresh stuff. Those crates, potatoes and onions come in wooden boxes. Crates they call them. They hit them. You know, pluck one potato and one onion, get these knives, start to eat right there. They don't cook. They eat them just like that. They don't go after apple and orange. They want potatoes and onion. You know, we race after they quit the scurvy, I think, what you call it. Short of food and not enough vegetable, is that what scurvy is? Well, just the way they are. People truck them or pack them, they just hit that crate. one Jumbat, and she don't care because they're going to sell it anyway. Them fellas got gold right there, and then she safe, you know, from winter's work. Soon as they can get them in store, they pack up home. Bacon is one thing, ham, they come in ham, but they come with some kind of wrapper. When they can get their own grub now, they go home and eat. I don't know how they cook them. Each man got his own stove or something. That time what we call roadhouse, you know. You call it restaurant right now, or cafes, or what, for the name. Them days they call it roadhouse. That guy can get up nighttime, even. People travel even night, cold, warm. You can eat all you want for $1.50. Just think of it. That's all you got to have, $1.50. $1 for bed. $4 a day you can live. 2 meals. Room. Bunk like this. Wooden bunk. No spring.
Were there many other kids around? Did there other kids you could play with?
Kids?
Yeah.
Not many people of these. Non-native got folks, you know. All their wives is outside. That's why you go up there, go and start a call. Crick's name. Marion, Emma, Susie. You see? Who's that? One of my preachers asked me, why they call them woman name? I said, that's their wife's name. They're outside someplace. Where they find gold, they just call them their wife right there. Lots of them never go up. Back outside that they want to be rich before they go see their wife again. Like one of our buddy not too long ago. He come and started to live with us. He presumably learned how to trap. And he eat with us. We eat frozen fish, you know. He eat that dry fish, dried meat. After he finally earned enough money. This CAA first, before it comes FAA. They got him for cook. He tells us, he said, you think he got enough money to go home? That was, his name is Frank Tyson. I don't know if he got middle name on that. But in the way we hear, Miss Tyson come to Fairbank every summer. Look for her dad. She never come up here. She would have find him, you know. After 30 years, he went out, you know, hotel or something they got in California out there someplace. I don't know what part though, but it's near the ocean though. He go there and he's a little old man, maybe he wear a beard like me now, I don't know. When we prospect, he always pretend he's 98er, you know. But he's not much older than me. He's about to claim like market. That's how we stay claims up a lot, him and me, Tyson. When he get the back out, he was just at their hotel, you know. Sure enough, it's still standing. Not that old woman, that younger woman, I guess. I don't know how many daughters he got, one or two. one of them run it. Find a real manager. And Frank Tyson, yep, he's my husband. Some people out there with the law, you know. They can't believe it. All the young people, you see. All them old police died and he come back. New generation running it. They wouldn't let him leave with that one. See, you gotta marry her again. Right? We'll marry. He married a woman again. Got a dated wife after 30 years, man. That's pretty good, eh?
Yeah,
the same but young generation wouldn't let him live with that woman, no. They want to put him in jail, but that woman said no. That's her husband. Lost husband. That's good.
Well, you told us how you got your first name. You told us how you got your first name. How did you get Nick Toon?
This is my real name.
That's Nick Toon. Real name. That's your family name.
My father, Peter Nick Toon, is my father. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask me that till now. But first, when I could ask her, she didn't know Nick Toon either, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, Kayak, that's my true name.
How did you get the name Kayak?
My mother called me. Her uncle's name, she said. Her uncle Kayak. When she was raiding, she was small. They were hunters. Two uncles they had. One is Nayuk. She got lots of aunties, though. That did that, Kinyu. Had two wives. No, nothing them days for a lucky man, you know, to have how many wives in our nation, too. Wealthy man got lots of wives. Wealthy guy, even he's a poor hunter. He can afford to feed them, you see, clothe them. Well, dad don't have not many sons, can you? All daughters. Aki is my grandma, my mother's name. Aki. Could you pronounce it?
Aki.
Yeah. She lots of my, like Tikichok. She never get no English name. They spell Tikichok. They pronounce it easy. She never get English name. My auntie Tinuk, another one. No English name. Tinuk.
What is your mother's name?
Tikichok. It's long when you write. You read this Bob's book?
Yeah. The Koyukuk River people.
Yeah. Our people in there too, some of it. Well, he spelled Tikichok short for me. I was going to tell him that a while ago. And I spelled it myself, it's long. You can find it in that mission book across there. Right spelling in there. Taking his card in. Hutchins stuck. Write it, you know. What do you call that kind of book?
Which book is that?
The book of St. John and the Wilderness Church.
What would you call
all the people named in there. When they die, when they're born.
It's the church records, probably.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's record.
Yeah.
That's it. St. John's in the Wilderness. Uh-huh. It's not just like a St. John in the Wilderness. That's the proper name, you know. It's long. So, like Tobok. That's all the name he get, Tobok. T-O-B-U-K, they spell it. And he was true on that. It's close enough for my spelling. I live in Bethune. I think translation, some is in there. Yeah. But I don't study it. I work with this kind of people that dig these.
You help tell them what the words mean, the people who wrote that?
No, somebody else wrote this. This woman down Nordvik, you see in map, Kobuk River, Nordvik. Her husband died from it. He used to be here, he visited us, but he didn't get much out of us. Too much Agabastin. So you go down Nordvik where he's full Eskimo. I think they got I think they got our church, New Testament translated now by now too. I knew it was going to be written in a couple of years. 2 years ago I was down there last, and now this year I expect to visit Kitterview again. They like people like you doing now. Some guy will start to ask me. They get all the older people from Kobuk all the way down, you know, and still to give testimony, you call it testimony, I guess, of our native culture, how we hunt, and how we make bow and arrow. These tools. We dig some out from Noyatok. And it's not too old. It's 5,000 years ago. And that onion porridge, they got old ones in there, 11,000 or older, yeah. I thought, Point Hope, I thought the oldest of our tools come out in there. But the ocean got it before they started digging out, you know. And right now I hear they got new Point Hope. They move back 2 miles or 2-3 miles. That old one since 1890 or something like that. First when quailers get up there. Like barrel wrecks come out from the ice. That's how lots of breeze you'll find over on the coast. You know, like Charlie Brower, he read his book from Barrow. 50 below zero, you'll find that in one of them universities.
Yeah, Charlie Brower's book.
That's Brower's book. He tell you how he come to live with the Eskimo. To my auntie from Cook. That's why Brower's, they really want me to stay up there.
Oh, yeah? That's your auntie with his wife, huh?
Because his, their mother come from head of Kobuk. Ashinatak. I know that's her nickname, I think, but that's the way she was called. Ashinatak. For you, language would call it ugly duckling. But
they,
yeah, but Mama tell me she's prettier than us, you know. But I don't know why they just call her that. Maybe they love her so much, maybe. You see? When they love their kids so much, they give them lots of nicknames, you know. Well, this woman had that nickname. Mama tell me, even my Auntie Tinnock says, she's way prettier than us. Younger than them. Your relatives up there. And this Mandalurak. I don't know which mother he had. He's our cousin up there too. We got Mandaluk around there. You go to Jimmy, he's Eskimo name, Mandaluk. Mandaluk. No good right there, just like if my tea was spitting juice or something. Dirty, Mandaluk. That's what it means.
When did you first come to Alatna?
Huh?
When did you first come to Alatna?
Before 98, my parents came over. Me, I was born 1901. I got how many big sisters? Only one living now. She's over at Fairbanks. You'll find her named Florence Jonas. You'll find her around. She got granddaughters, I don't know where they live. On College Road, maybe. We got turned up on College Road. These Eskimos around there. I can't remember, I visited them once. Only how I keep track of them is through KGNP. They send message once in a while. The wise men. They can't go back up there. Too hard to get to it. And besides, that pipeline spoiled that place. They were going to really tear it off, you know. But good thing somebody run the line across above them. So they don't want to break that old town up next. Lots of old buildings in there. If you can go up there. But the road, Beaver, come out to Coalfoot, not Wiseman. That's how we use Coalfoot. The time we walk from here to Carroll. Second time, 1912, I can remember good then. That time, we just go far as Big Lake, Sandlar Lake. That's Sandlar River yet, but it's lake in there, 11 Mile Lake. You know, I remember good that time, because I could even write. We leave school again, come back next summer. Two years after that, I quit school altogether because I'd rather work anyway. I call it easy money all the time in battles. Anytime I do a little something for woman or man, they give me that big dollar, you know. Even not all day. And dollar can buy lots that time. Not like right now.
Was your family, your parents were living there?
Yeah, they.
In Bettles?
We stayed there. Dad would sit on lots of birch. He'd build 4 or 5 pairs of snowshoes. He'd buy enough crop for all spring, all summer again. Even at $8 a pair, see? If he trapped, maybe he would be all right. He can't get much. He tried that. Even down here, he's had lots of snowshoes before you go up. In the same store up there, NC. But there was a man named Plummer. What was his first name? Arthur, I think. He had store too. he couldn't make nothing on the ground, so he run a little story. I don't know how he start. But anyway, they made enough money to go outside about 1910 to plumber.
What kinds of things did you do to make money?
Huh?
What kind of jobs did you do?
Here in store, no, grocery
wait,
store.
You said you would work. That was about 1914.
Mining. He couldn't make money in mining. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that kind of work. Mm-hmm. But there's some men that could work that. That's why there's a good ground up there right now in Myrtle Creek. They never work it out. This Second World War spoiled that another mining in the put it by the name Repos, John Repo. They worked there a little while, and it's out in gold right there. And they got to stay idle and fool around. Because if they get some more out of that ground, government will take it all for income tax. He don't have family. He's got brothers. That's what he was using. $100,000 is lots of money. And right now it would just take a cupful maybe.
A cupful, you'd be a millionaire.
Years ago they get big poke, you know, at $18 an ounce. Right now I think it's 180 something an ounce. And if that's true or not, but sometimes I tell these boys, you shouldn't be hungry. We got gold up a lot now. See, I'd never lose my gold. See, I would let you look at it. But we pan, you know. From Oscar Creek, there's Oscar Creek.
Is that named after you?
Yeah. That Jew we work for, call it that just to tease me, you know. And he called the other fork Dubin Creek. That's him, Sam Dubin. Both of them produce gold. It take machinery to get them. Too much rock for us, for picking silver, you know. And too much water. But right now they got big pumps. You can work that big pump for Shytail, sluice it like, can work that bottom.
Anyway.
1912, yeah. Well, this time, we don't come down with River Scow. Even there's River Scow at that time. We now wait for it. We drive down a little above canyon. There's canyon up there, Box Canyon. People raft it, log raft, you know. But dangerous. We got dogs, me and one buddy and my sister, dad. There's five of us. And five dogs, maybe, I don't know. I forget how many dogs we had, maybe four. Nobody used that many dogs that time. We got big dogs that time. Right now we got tiny. For racing, that's all, you know. They hardly haul wood now. Too small. Them days we got working dogs.
Like to just take a break now and then
huh?
Would you like to stop
yeah.
for a while?
Yeah. Then we'll